Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The Metro Nashville School Board rejected the applications of four charter schools for the second time. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris says finances played a major role in the decision.
The school board voted on Tuesday to deny applications for four schools: the Gates School, Music City Academy, Empowerment Academy, and Nashville School of Excellence. Limited finances was the main reason they rejected the charter schools, which are publicly funded but run privately. Other concerns were teacher-student ratio and academic performance. But the decision was not unanimous. Board member Robert Taylor voted yes for two schools. He says that families want more options.
There is a sense that parents are looking for other opportunities for their children. I would say a good portion of the parents that reached out to me were on waiting lists for magnet opportunities.
He also says that schools can still appeal to the state commission, which can override the board's rejection. So the district will still end up having to fund them. Other school board members said that charter schools take kids away from nearby traditional public schools. This means reduced course offerings and staff. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
One of Netflix's most popular dating shows is casting in Tennessee. The casting company behind Love is Blind made the announcement this week. Tennessee is one of six places mentioned in an Instagram slideshow advertising the listing. On the show, contestants are gender segregated, with men and women sharing a common area and sleeping quarters. They go on dates in pods, rooms where they're alone. The contestants chat through speakers. They can meet in person only if they agree to get engaged and do a trial marriage on camera. They then either get married or separate at the altar. The poster calls for single men and women who are brave, open-minded, and ready for a committed relationship. The Tennessean dived into the application, which spans 63 questions. Those include whether the applicant wants children, why they believe they're single, and why they've chosen the unconventional process of a reality TV show for dating. The management company has been sued several times on allegations of misconduct, like paying less than minimum wage, depriving the cast of food and water, and punitive contracts. You're listening to WPLN.